This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us. There is a ton of vital news today. Obviously, special reports we're going to be premiering and more. Larry Nichols, top Clinton insider, dirty tricks operator, the man behind the Clinton Chronicles, is going to be joining us yet again. He is battling cancer. He doesn't want to talk about that. Some people got mad at me. He talked about the cancer in the show before, didn't tell me it was a secret, and then when I started talking about it, he changed his mind and didn't want to discuss. But I did get what I said correct. And we sent the camera crew up there a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, to Kari Jackson and Josh Owens to the little town he's living in Arkansas, and did a documentary piece that looks like something that it would air on HBO. It's that good. I don't know what we're going to call it. Clinton Hitman Speaks Out. Clinton Insider Discusses the Fall of the Clintons. I mean, I don't know what name you put on it. Dixie Mafia Insider Exposes the Clintons. And I see these emails I get and comments, and it's a minority of people, but I'll address your point about Larry Nichols, and I'm going to address it today with him. He's a prodigal son. He was high level in his gubernatorial operation, doing very well, but he had a come-to-Jesus moment like Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus and couldn't be involved in killing kids that knew about the drug dealing, which had been killed, and couldn't be involved in shipping narcotics in. And that happened while his daddy was dying of lung cancer. And he thought about, oh, my God, what happens to my dad when he basically gets to heaven, can look down and see the type of man I've become, running all sorts of black ops in Central and South America. I mean, Larry Nichols worked with the CIA, you name it. It's on record. And he had a big house, was making tons of money, driving fancy cars, do whatever he wanted to do as a big Clinton insider, and he went against it all and lost everything he had. And a bunch of people around him got killed, over 150 people. Arms, legs cut off, you name it. It's like this MI6 agent that hacked the Clintons. I'm going to cover that with him a few years ago. He was found dead, tied up in a bag, zipped inside a bag in his own bathtub. And MI6 came in and said, oh, he committed suicide. But the police did an investigation and said, no, he was murdered. Have you guys print me some news on that? It was back in the news last Friday and Saturday. I didn't cover it. I was waiting for Nichols to be on. That's who I really respect, is people that have been dark, have been evil, have been involved in bad, who then have the strength to get out of it. It's easy to be milquetoast and never do anything in your life and sit there and be a Pharisee and shake your finger at people all day. But what's harder to do is to come back from hell. It's a long way back from hell. Do you want to take a life? Do you want to cross that line? Because it's a long way back from hell. You don't want to go that way. Most people can't come back from hell. On the cross, there's a murderer and a thief right there. Two men, he says, repent, join me in the day you can be in paradise, to make the point that it's never too late if your heart's right. And one of them scoffs. The other says, yes, I want it. Christ says, well, we'll be together today. And there's the example right there. So it shows the twisted mind of people out there that they don't get why we welcome somebody like Larry Nichols back into the light, because he's the prodigal son. Think how much God loves those of us that have never been truly, openly wicked. All our hearts are wicked, but desperately wicked. How much God loves those of us that are more virtuous from the beginning. That God loves the prodigal son so much, the lost sheep.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure, 99.99 ultra-pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
March. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's the juncture of radio and television coming together, meeting Americana, hardcore, naked promotion of libertarian free market ideas. It's the Alex Jones Show live, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. That's 9 a.m. to noon Pacific, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mountain, or Tony Montana time. Thank you so much for joining us today. Larry Nichols, the big Clinton insider, will be joining us to talk MI6 spy found dead in bag in bath had hacked Clinton data. And the government ruled it was suicide. He killed himself and then zipped himself up inside a duffel bag in what looks like a torture chamber. And they admit he'd been being tortured by MI6, but it was only part of the training. Is this part of the cure? And, of course, then the local police did an investigation. They said, no, he was murdered. And that's classic Arkansas, where your arms and legs are cut off and then you're found in a plastic bag in a trash dump and they say you committed suicide. Your arms, your legs, oh, and your head, too. Let me give everybody a news flash. You can't chop your head off when you don't have arms and legs. And then you can't put yourself in a bag once that's happened. Now, his arms and legs weren't cut off, but it's still ridiculous. Zipping himself up inside a bag, something Houdini couldn't even do. And they called people conspiracy theorists back when they criticized Clinton for all those weird murders, and they said that about this. Of course, the magic term conspiracy theorist didn't convince the local police to come out and say that it wasn't foul play. Just like the local police in L.A. said that Sirhan Sirhan didn't shoot Robert F. Kennedy and was drugged. Oh, but the FBI said he did. Just a classic example. Speaking of that, this is in the news today up on Infowars.com. And it breaks down the fact that there are now muggings happening in the Western world, Paris and other places, with an amnesic drug being given to men by basically women that come up and hit on them and then blow it in their face. And then you can tell the man to go into his apartment, into his condo, into his hotel and give you everything he's got. Go to the bank and go in and check out every amount of money he's got. Same stuff you've heard about in Colombia with this plant extract. There's also pufferfish extract can do it. It's called devil's breath. And that ties into the drugs that different governments and agencies and corporations have, where you can put somebody on amnesics or similar drugs, and then you can tell them, go into that movie theater and shoot everybody. And the person will say, okay, go to the movie theater and shoot everybody. And then they'll do it. And in so many cases, these people are on these type of drugs. And they classify the toxicology reports, because the local police grab them. They go, this guy's whacked out, take blood. They take blood. The feds swoop in and go, we're going to restrict that. Well, who made you God? We've got different jurisdictions to keep you in check. Just like the feds are supposed to keep the locals in check, and the locals keep the feds in check. That's why we have jurisdictions. There's the headline, mystery zombie drug used in Paris muggings. Devil's breath zombie drug. Because when I get up here and I talk about mind control drugs, people say, oh, there's no such thing. Yes, there are. My dad's a retired dentist and oral surgeon. And I've talked to many other dentists as well. You can give somebody Halcyon that's not one-tenth as strong as some of these drugs. That's a standard drug they give you to pull your wisdom teeth. You're not out. You're not under. You're there. You can talk, but you don't know what planet you're on. And most people, you can tell them to do anything you want when they're on it. Go jump off that cliff. Stick your hand in this garbage disposal. And so when you've got 20% of the public on a similar class of psychotropics that put you in a trance, dreamlike state, people are highly suggestible, and then television itself becomes a mass mind control machine. We've all heard of suspended disbelief. You walk in, you see your kids watching television, their eyes are wide open, their mouths are wide open, drool is dripping, we've all seen that. You walk into a movie theater a little bit late, people are already in suspended disbelief, or you get up, go to the bathroom, you come back in, and everybody is just staring like zombies. When I was a youth, television was like that for me. It's never like that anymore. It's always cerebral. It's always analysis. It can be fun. It can be interesting to see the propaganda, the messages, but I never suspend disbelief. Never. And quite frankly, it's torturous. I look at people that get to live in La La Land, the Matrix, and I actually envy you at some levels. Because my brain's always on. Unless I'm at the beach with the rhythmic waves, the natural systems that God gave us to become entranced by nature. A babbling brook just right. The ocean with the seagulls. Two or three beers. I can sit back and just watch the people and the folks surfing and just trance out, and 2 hours goes by. And I feel like a giant weight is off my shoulders if I can just trance out a few times a year. It's why I need to go to the beach more. It's the only place I can go into a trance. And it's why people go and they meditate at the beach, or they meditate by a babbling brook, because that's a natural thing we're supposed to do sometimes, is go to the quiet place, the Most High, that King David wrote about. The problem is the globalists put us into an artificial quiet place of the Most High and then hit us with zombies tearing people apart, all the social messages, all the demonization of the family, all the murder, all the death. Every major movie I see about cops now is about the cops with total surveillance grids to track everything you're doing in lifetime, which is true. It's illegal. The average cop doesn't have access to it yet, but it's being phased in and handed out, and we're all being acclimated. And when you go see something like Fast and Furious, the latest one, or any of this, it's just pure propaganda. Never seen a Fast and Furious, but I like Kurt Russell, so I went to see it, and it was just terrible. Total false reality, cars driving down 5 miles of cliffs and not blowing their tires, just the most ridiculous, mindless garbage, a giant recruiting movie for the FBI, Homeland Security, and the CIA. With this Eye of God software where they can track everything in real time with this system. Just utter comic book garbage. Gave me such a headache that I had to get out of it towards the end. I just could not watch the full-on assault on reality. So it's natural and it's normal to want to get into a relaxed place. But that's not what's happening when you go into a trance, when you go into dream state, when you go into the edge of not being conscious, watching television or TV. You are now defenseless, having your subconscious savaged viciously. Well, everybody gives their kids smartphones. Well, everybody lets their kids watch 2-3 hours of TV. And look, I get wanting to turn the TV on and you know, go in the bedroom and watch television with your wife or your girlfriend or your husband, and wanting to, you know, do something else, wanting to have dinner in bed. But your children are being murdered psychologically while they're... I mean, if they're watching some old movie, that's fine. If they're, you know, seeing... that's different. But when they're in there watching the modern culture that's designed to destroy attention spans, when they're in there engrossed in that, they are losing their consciousness. And that's a fact. You can look up screen time brain-damaging children. Every major scientist looks at it. It's conclusive. You can look at video games destroying gray matter in the brain. And people say, don't talk about my video games. You say what you want. You leave them alone. Hey, I'm not attacking your video games. You go ahead and do it if you want. I'm telling you, it's designed with the flicker rate and the software and all of it to suck you in. It is a weapon system, as Edward Bernays said. It's a fact. And it's destroying your potential. Now, I didn't mean to get up on this whole talk about mind control. We have huge news across the board. I'm going to open the phones up. It's just to understand why we're in so much trouble. You need to understand the average adult watches 4 hours of TV and about 2 hours to 3 hours of screen time. That's 4, 5, 6, 7 hours. Youth now are getting an average of 6 hours of TV or more. The numbers vary. And about 3, 4 hours of screen time. We're talking about over 8, 9 hours. This is devastating. And the real world, reading, people watching, listening to music, hiking, driving your car, all of that will build your brain up. Joining a MMA class, joining a boxing class, joining a bicycle club. That's what humans do. Barbecuing with your neighbors. Remember what Steve Jobs said a couple years before he died? They said, so, your iPads come out. What do your young kids, you know, like to play on? He said, I don't even let them ever have it. They can't touch one. They're not allowed to watch television. It's in very controlled situations. It will destroy you. Don't you understand? They have to metaphysically tell you and warn you before they do it to you. Now, coming up, stock market plunged today, as we predicted. not hard to point out that they can't prop it up forever. The Chinese have signaled they're not going to prop theirs up anymore, and that's why we could be getting ready to go on the way down. We've got huge ISIS news. We've got huge Ebola news. Huge election news. Gun news.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down the San Antonio. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was going to get into the Czech president calls for army to defend border against mass migrant waves. I was going to get into the month of September 2015, the month we officially enter the danger zone, and the plunging stock market today. I was going to cover that first, and then I was going to break down the latest on the Black Lives Matter groups calling for the killing of police with the new Black Panther Party yesterday in Texas, just north of where the police officer was shot, at a courthouse saying, "We're going to creep up on you in the dark." Well, now, report, Fox Lake cop shot and killed, police manhunt for two armed suspects. And it appears to be another random shooting. Holding our breath, will this end up being racially motivated? Illinois police officer shot, prompting manhunt. Lake County police officials say a Fox Lake police officer has been shot and a manhunt is underway in the village for two armed male suspects. Though the officer's condition hasn't been officially released, NBC5 Chicago is reporting the law enforcement official has confirmed the officer's death. Let's hope that's not true. There is a yellow crime scene tape around dipstick oil change on Route 12. That's the new way to execute cops. You just wait till they gas their vehicles. About 30 police vehicles, including some of military grade, are on the scene at Frontage and Sighton Roads. Other police vehicles are traveling rapidly around Fox Lake with officers stationed on most street corners. And again, when you have MTV, MSNBC, CNN saying cops are racist and want to kill black people and showing some of these sad cases, some of which are questionable, some of which aren't, and making it the number one issue in America for over a year, and the Justice Department stirring up the Trayvon Martin situation, and just in there to divert attention from black unemployment doubling under Obama, it is meant cold-bloodedly to get black people and white people at each other's throats. And it's not been working with the general public, with just Americans of all colors, but it is working with mentally ill people. And they're now saying 2 years ago, 3 years ago, the shooter in Houston of Darren Goforth, the dead officer, he shot 15 times in the back, five of them in the head, basically dead instantly. He'd been declared mentally ill and had been in a mental institution. So there you go. I mean, I could take one look at him and tell you he's completely out of his mind, and so is the shooter up there in Charleston. These are mentally ill people. And when the media hypes up that cops are the ultimate bad, and cops are the reason for all the problems in the world, you're not going to have suicide by cop anymore. You're not going to have folks copycatting, jumping off bridges like they used to in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. The new thing is going to be go out and shoot a cop gassing up their car, getting oil change. Highly suggestible. And I guarantee you, if this guy was in a mental institution and they released him, I guarantee you, and they'll hide this forever, but it'll come out. Maybe 6 months, a year. Maybe this week. I don't know. I'll guarantee you the shooter in Harris County in South Texas was on psychotropic drugs or had just gone off of them. Because going off of them will whack you out, too, if you go off of them quickly. And notice that we're not hearing about it. What his psychiatric medications were. But he was in a mental institution in Texas for violent people for 1 year. ABC News, AP, latest on Texas deputy. Lawyer says man had mental illness, had been in a mental institution. They don't let you out of those things unless you agree to be drugged. And then you got to go in. He was under psychiatric evaluation. He had to go in once a month to get checked. I bet all the tea in China that he was on drugs, which on the insert say they make you do it. And then you get highly suggestible people seeing footage of bad cops doing bad things. They then project that onto the group and the shootings start. You want to place your bets on whether this is another Black Lives Matter, new Black Panther Party promoted slime fest in Illinois? Well, the media will do its best to cover it up. We'll only learn if the police come out and tell us. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tone to calm my 5, 3, and 2-year-old to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Sandra Bland, remember about a month and a half ago? She's in Southeast Texas. Gets pulled over by a super nice state police deputy. I mean, I run into some real jerks from the DPS. Some of them are real nice, but I run into some real jerks before. And this guy was super nice. She starts flipping out, throwing fits. He goes to handcuff her. She freaks out. And then it turns out she'd been putting out videos, making statements that she was going to commit suicide. She looked completely depressed, looked, in my opinion, mentally ill. She looked whacked out of her mind. It's like you look at Charlie Manson. And he looked crazy in a killer way. She didn't look like a killer. She just looked completely depressed, completely freaked out. And that's what she said. So she had a new life. She thought, leaving Illinois, coming back to Texas. Cop pulls her over. He's going to give her a warning. And when he says, okay, I'm going to let you go with a warning, she blows up at him. And he's like, excuse me. I mean, the 14-minute tapes on InfoWars.com. He's like, look, you got your warning, I'm out of here. And she just bows up, gets all upset because she wanted to be a martyr, wanted to be a victim. Now, are there cases where crazy cops shoot innocent people in the back? Absolutely. And the cops that you've seen doing that are getting indicted. of all of this attention to the police, they're going to use this to fully come in and take over the departments and turn them into politically correct globalists. That's what all this pressure on the police is about. And now they've named a parkway, a major road. Texas City names road after Sandra Bland. It's like they want to have a statue downtown to Leslie, the transvestite. And I'm not against, quote, transvestites and people. I really, it's not on my radar screen. But if you knew Leslie, he was one of the most disgusting, horrible creatures. He made Gollum look like an angel. And if anybody from the Leslie camp ever attacks me, I'll unload. Because my office for 5 years was next door to his house. He was not homeless. And we moved in part to get away from it. And if we have new listeners, they're like, or people not from Austin, they're like, who is Leslie Cochran? Well, just be glad you didn't know. Because he was, I don't want to even get into it. I don't even want to get into it. I don't even know why I'm digressing off into this, but they want to make a big statue downtown to him. And it's the same thing with Sandra Bland. I don't think she was a disgusting person like him. Fine. People want me to tell you what was going on? No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to speak ill of the dead. He was a very sad person. We pray for his soul. There. In fact, I do apologize. I do. He's actually a very sad person. But you don't celebrate it as if it's God and say it's the most beautiful thing on earth when it was one of the most saddening creatures I've ever seen. I bet it's safe to say few people know Leslie Cochran as good as I did and my staff did that were there for 5 years. Rob Jacobson had to deal with him every day. Ought to call him in here. He could tell you some stories. But I digress. The celebration of this lady when the MO fits that she went in there and hung herself in the jail cell. Now, she may not have. I'd give it a 10% chance. But now you've got the new Black Panther Party a few weeks ago chanting, off the pigs, pigs in a blanket, fry the pigs, give the pigs wings. We're going to play some of that. There's the new video out at Breitbart today. Armed Black Panthers to Texas cops yesterday. We will start creeping up on you in the darkness. You think we're not pissed about Sandra Bland? That's a quote. And I'm all for people to have the right to arm march. That's great. The difference is when the new Black Panther Party marches, they have their M16s in their hands, basically pointing them around at people, and that is a dangerous display of a firearm. That is a rude display. That is brandishing a firearm with an intent to menace. And believe me, if a Tea Party group acted like this, we'd be attacked, we'd be arrested, we'd be shot. If a motorcycle gang acted halfway like this, it'd be attacked. Why is the new Black Panther Party allowed to go around as an organized armed group promoting the killing of peace officers? Because they're White House and Foundation controlled. That's come out, and they got a larger mission that I'm going to break down in a moment. But here is the clip in Texas. There's so many of these clips. This is a short one because of the profanities. Saying, basically, off the cops, which means kill the cops. Here it is. Now, let me explain what's happening. I know everybody basically gets what's happening. Some of you probably know more than I do, but this is socio-manipulation. This is social engineering by the biggest, richest people in the world to destroy this country. Can you imagine the average poor, hardworking, good Christian black person that's the salt of the earth, that's had drugs shipped into their communities, that's had their children prepared and prepped for prison, that's had Sumner Redstone and MTV put out and promote gangster rap from nowhere to poison black and then the rest of the culture of the world? Can you imagine after everything now having a White House-run Black Lives Matter organizations and the new Black Panther Party running around saying pigs in a blanket, kill the pigs, fry the pigs, on and on and on from Houston, Texas, to Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota, to New York City. I mean, I'll be honest, I couldn't have gone with Jakari and Joe Biggs up to Ferguson when most of the people were demonstrating against legitimate problems with the police. There were some issues. They even shot our people with rubber bullets for no reason and everything else. But then groups of thugs would just show up and start fights with Jakari mainly and Biggs, getting in their face. And, of course, Jakari and Biggs didn't back down. And Jakari's a pretty big guy, and, you know, Biggs isn't a wimp. And they were just basically ready to throw down. And then the thugs backed down. But you got a bunch of criminals, basically, that are using this as a political smokescreen to do whatever they want. And when it all ends, it's going to discredit any legitimate urban movement for renewal, urban movement for unity, urban movement, whether it's black or whatever it is, to fix police departments. It's going to legitimize bad cops getting away with doing really bad things. And I told you this 8-9 months ago, and I got calls from a couple different affiliates, I'm not going to name them, saying, listen, you can say whatever you want. You can attack Obama. You can attack Boehner. You can talk about the CIA drug dealing. You can say whatever you want. Basically, the phone calls are the same, but we have the Chamber of Commerce and stuff breathing down our neck. The fact that you're mentioning this town and that town has criminals coming up to people, getting in their face, we don't want that news out. That's part of the political correctness of not wanting to admit people are getting mugged and thugged and that it's racially based. That's the new excuse. In the old days, a group of guys, black or white, would get together and they'd go to a local gay bar and they would roll and beat up and rob the gay guys coming out, figuring, you know, they weren't tough guys or whatever, at least the stereotype. And they'd beat them up and rob them. They'd mug them. But it was okay because, you know, those guys didn't normally mug people. They only mugged them because they were gay. Well, that's terrible. Well, the new thing is mugging white people. And I know that all over downtown Austin, it's been happening a lot. I know a bunch of people, Hispanic and white, that have been mugged. And then not once, not twice, but three times the last year, I was on East 7th, East, you know, places, great restaurants, best restaurants in Austin. It's gentrified over there. A lot of money's come in. As good a restaurant as you'll find in New York City. And I'm not a pushover guy. But I mean, not once, not twice, but three times. I'm talking black guys that probably weighed 275 pounds each time, arms that big around. You're getting in your car, and somebody's like, I really need some money. That's all I'm telling you. I hope somebody gives it to me. I got big problems. And I'd get in a fighting stance. I'd go, listen, I don't want any trouble. You better find somebody easier. They say, listen, all I want is some money, and nothing's going to happen. I'm not saying you got to give me money. But somebody better give me some money. I'm talking roided up, crazy looking people. And in one of the cases, because I don't always carry one because my kids are in the car sometimes, I jumped under the seat and, you know, by then the guy ran off. He figured out what was about to happen. But I mean, I didn't even call the cops because they won't do anything, folks. It's a shakedown. Just like on the New York subway. That's a really nice watch. And you're like, yeah, thank you. My grandfather gave it to me. Yeah, well, I really like it. People sit on both sides of me. This is the same thing that goes on. And then no one's supposed to talk about it. No one's supposed to deal with it. And then the Chamber of Commerce puts pressure on radio stations that carry this show in cities because they don't want that news out. Folks, that's what's going on. That's what's happening. That's what's unfolding. And that's what the media has pushed as normal and okay and acceptable, and it's not. And so I've never gone and got my concealed carry. I've been too busy. But you know what? I'm going to have to take some days off or something, and I'm going to have to go over to Cargill's and take it because it is expanding, it is getting bad, and it is sad. And I can officially tell you, basically, a race war has already been started by the White House in this country, and it's despicable, and it's wrong. And I literally prayed last night that the crazy white supremacists, some of them are veterans and people, because I'm going to tell you, folks, I've studied history, and when white people go crazy, I mean, one buck-toothed kid killed nine people, it's going to be bad. And the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center and MSNBC and all these groups, they know what they're doing. They're winding up black people to go out and attack white people, knowing unstable white supremacists are going to just go in a church or a urban black mall or something, and my God, it's going to be bad. I mean, just we got to pray this stops right now, because then they're going to come after everybody's guns. I can just see the plan. They're going to have reconciliation, national committees, and we've all got to be politically correct now. We've all got to submit to whatever the government says and use the language the government says. We've got to have, you know, reparations or whatever, but it won't be reparations. It'll be more tiny handouts just to federalize the black and other poor communities to further screw everybody over and break up their families. It is such a diabolical plan. But I had a responsibility to go on Austin Radio. And I was taken off Austin Radio. And I wasn't told exactly why, but I was told at the grapevine that it was because I was, didn't matter how high my ratings were, didn't matter. And this has happened before. I'm not going to shut up because of that. And other stations, but we gain more stations for stations we lose, and we have an Austin affiliate. The point is that this is going on, and sweeping it under the rug isn't going to hide it. You know, the fact that cops are getting shot, and the fact that a guy went in and shot a reporter and a cameraman because they were white, and the media wouldn't even say it was racially motivated. Yes, it is, and it's wrong, and it's got to be stopped. And we need communities to come together the same way we saw in Charleston, when we sent Ja'Kari Jackson up there, coming together and saying, we're, as a community, black, white, doesn't matter, we're decrying this and we're against this and we're sorry for what happened. So we need to see black people come out, and I know they are saying it, but in any forum you can, and say, this is wrong, we don't appreciate this, we don't support this. And when you hear racist people buying into Rachel Maddow and MSNBC and MTV, listen, Sumner Redstone and Rachel Maddow want to abort your babies. They want you drugged out in the CIA-run inner cities. They want you on the Democratic Party plantation. They are your enemy. The Liberty Movement is your friend and wants to empower you and wants to see you be a leader. And we want to elect Tea Party black leaders, because they're some of the most articulate, best people out there, like that Sheriff Ja'Kari and Biggs had on yesterday, that former deputy police officer, Marine, running for sheriff down in Harris County. That's the kind of sheriff you need. A constitutionalist, Carl Pittman. I want to get him back on the show next week, on this show. That's the kind of people we need that are patriots, endorsed by Arpaio, endorsed by Richard Mack, and not because they're black, but because they're patriots. But also, these are cities that are half black. We do need to have patriot black leaders, not leaders like Al Sharpton pushing division and evil, but promoting freedom and prosperity. That's what we need. That's what needs to happen. That's what needs to be promoted. And we need to recognize what Sheriff Clark is saying of Milwaukee and others. This is the White House trying to start a race war, starting a war on police, to intimidate the police into bending over to the globalist, because it's not the feds. Keep saying the feds are taking over. The feds have been captured. And now they're going to come in and say, we'll take the heat off. We'll have Black Lives Matter back off. But you first have to do whatever we say. You do that, this purge is never going to end. Don't be stupid. And I know some of you are not stupid. And I don't mean that condescendingly. The general public's pretty dumb. And they draw cops from that same pool of people. And I see plenty of arrogant, power-tripping cops. They can be black, they can be white, they can be Hispanic. You can tell a thug cop looking at them versus a peace officer. and they're a big problem. But the system wants to recruit people like that to ruin your ancient and honorable order, your fraternal system. You're being crapped all over by the New World Order so you can be scapegoated. But I'm not going to blame you for having the crap all over you. I'm going to look at the New World Order that's the one doing it, the one putting it all over you. But you've got to learn not to defend the garbage. You've got to get it out of your midst. And you've got to realize you are under scientific attack, because once you fall and law and order falls during the destabilization, they're going to bring martial law in, and they're going to take the guns, and they're going to start arresting the patriots, and then they're going to have you come after the patriots, and the patriots are going to have to fight back, and that's what's really going to wipe the police out. You think some mentally ill people shooting a few cops is anything compared to when they start a civil war and people have to defend themselves? Make the decision now, police and military, which I know you're doing, not to serve the globalists, but to defend the republic. Choose wisely.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
You're old enough to tell that something is definitely wrong. You've been paying attention for years, and you're ready. You're probably frustrated because your children don't listen to your words of warning. What will you do when your grandkids show up hungry at your door? Get more food storage from Ready Supply Foods. We sell 50% more food for your dollar, and we can prove it. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We're the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
To 1913, made his great grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid.
So Cyrus Jones, though.
Cyrus Jones lived forever.
Ma Jones, my dad's grandmother, lived to be 103.
When you dig my grave,
that is forever when you're just a little kid. Hallow. So Ma Jones lived forever.
So I can feel the rain.
Outlived.
Great.
Four of her five sons. I know my Uncle Leonard, my dad's uncle, was really glad that he outlived her. He's dead now, too. God, those were great guys. Those were real men. I don't see a lot of men out there anymore like my grandfather's brothers. They were just good, hardworking, smart, funny, charming, honorable people. There still are people out there like that. A lot of them are in our military. A lot of them are in the police departments. And that's why there's a move to infect and corrupt and take over the police departments, because once they fall, we're done. The globalists hate this country because of what it stood for, and they want to destroy it. They don't want to just conquer it. Now, I'm going to open the phones up in the next hour. Here's the toll-free number. They got a manhunt going on in this town, Illinois, shutting everybody's houses down, basically bringing martial law in. See how this senselessness brings in the climate the globalists want? And what do you expect the police to do when they start getting hunted? They're going to go crazy. Then that's going to make it worse. We're going to be breaking it all down in the next hour. The huge immigrant invasion collapsing Europe. That's mainstream media words, not mine. The huge stock market correction ongoing. The election news, all of it. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Open phones in the second hour. 800-259-9231 on this Tuesday, already, hard to believe, the first day of September 2015. You know, we fund our operation with high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com, and the subsidiary site, InfoWarsLife.com, has our high-powered nutraceuticals. Secret 12 is vitamin B12 methylcobalamin, the truly organic, absorbable type, combined with another formulation of B12 that activates absorption. This is the type people inject. This is not for injection. It's taken under the tongue. You want dramatic, clean energy that supercharges the whole body. This is the best vitamin B12 we could put out. The formulators marvel that we actually come to the big official factories and want them to produce things like this. They say this is what the industry should be. It has 5-star reviews. It's 10% off this week of Secret 12. Available at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Super Male Vitality is amazing as well. That's available at InfoWarsLife.com. But here's a review by the saddle makers, Eureka Nevada. We both love this product. I guess they make saddles, too. We buy 5 bottles at a time, the best product I've ever taken with results. So noticeable. So easy to take. Have go power all day long, having a product that works so well, available so easy, it's amazing. We call it Pep Sauce, or our secret sauce. Yeah, that's why I call it Secret 12. Thank you. Well, thank you, the saddle makers. Another review. Works great. Quality. Glad I am now getting B12 I need. There's nothing bad about this product. Keep up the good work. Melanie. And that's in Evergreen State, Tacoma, Washington. InfoWarsLife.com, Supermel Vitality, Prostaguard, X2, all of it. All right, we'll be back with the second hour and your phone calls and a ton of news.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.